Que marabase que boko baraba belebe. Ki morobo sakam belebe. Good morning, beloved. Welcome to today's edition of Eternal Realities. My name is Mr. Jubilankin David, and Eternal Realities to you is brought to you by the ministry of Reverend Julius Kofi King, All Grace Chapel International, located at Abeka. So if you're blessed so much by this Eternal Realities, which is a daily devotion with a different, you can contact me and I can make a copy available to you. Or if you wanna tap from the anointing itself, then you can come visit us at our services and be blessed. Amen. So today's topic is titled, Your Change is in Your Mouth. Your Change is in Your Mouth. So our opening scripture is taken from Proverbs 18:21, and I read, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." The words you speak, whether consciously or unconsciously, are seeds. They are either seeds of death or seeds of life. And every seed sown brings forth fruit after its kind. Hey, and every seed sown brings forth fruit after its kind. Just like our opening scripture, it said, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it." This tells us that the words of our mouth, just like any other seed, have the ability to produce fruits after their kind. Never speak your feelings. Stop speaking what Satan is showing you. God has counseled you to choose life, so that you and your children may live. Let's look at that in Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. And I read, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." And now that you have chosen Jesus Christ, the life, you are a well of life. Say, "I am a well of life." Say, "I am a well of life." Why should you speak death? Please be not conformed to the pattern of this world. The whole world lies in wickedness and death. Therefore, can only speak death. But we know, say, "But we know, but we know we are of God." Therefore, can only speak words of life. God gave us His word so that it can be in our mouth all the time for our own prosperity and good success. You can read Joshua 1:8 for that. That change you might have waited for. Listen, beloved. That change you have been waiting for so long is in your complaint and memory. You've been complaining too much. Stop the complaining and the change will come. Speak life to that situation. It is in the power of your tongue, in your mouth. I therefore counsel you, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Speak life. Never speak any ill thoughts towards yourself. Speak life. Don't join the worldly chorus of singing negativity, singing all sorts of bad things about themselves. No. You are a peculiar nation, a royal priesthood. Oh, God is for you. If God is for you, then what can you lack? So speak life. God has set us to choose life so that we and our family will live. God bless you, beloved. Now it's time for our confessions. Say this after me. Say, "Thank you, Father, for giving me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in a season to the worried." Karaba Kebu. "I speak only words of life and edification in Jesus' mighty name." Karaba Kebu. Beloved, as you have made this confession, Oloho, I know from today you will only speak life. You will only speak life to that situation. You will only speak life, O Lord. And life is what you're going to get in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Please meditate on our opening scripture, Proverbs 18:21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it." Oh, love life. Speak life. And the fruit of life will be yours in the name of Jesus. Stay blessed. Keep praying. Shalom.